This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. As usual, I'm Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Viraj.
And our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
Just me and Arv and Christine today. It's just going to be a small little party.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'd like to join in our small little party, you can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. You can get us on Twitter or Instagram... at
BFM Radio.
We've already got messages from Ravi Kumar and Maggie Best regarding today's story. Friday. How about Friday? What our question was about today was whether or not, if your company allowed you one day a week to learn or to try something new, what would you do? That's our question. As long as it's something creative and linked to something about learning a new skill, perhaps, that's how we'd like to keep it framed.
Mm-hmm.
Not from one of the tweets that we've already had from CK, the waste guy, who says, try not to work. Those kind of answers are not helpful, CK.
That's a weekend.
Yes, that's a weekend.
Yeah.
Now, that's the story we are running with. We're then moving on to a story about the dawn of quantum computing is probably here.
Thanks to Amazon, yeah.
Of course. And then wrapping up with a story about why aren't there background checks for dating apps?
Mm-hmm.
That's something we'll be quickly running over. So let's start off with this story then. It's from a company called Crema over in the US. And the headline's really interesting. It says, I let my staff do whatever they want every other Friday, and it's one of the best decisions that I've ever made. So what they've said is that they were a small digital agency about 5 years ago. They were doing good work, but it often felt as though the client work was a bit of a creative grind. So what they did as an experiment was to block off a week and had everybody work on their app. That turned out to be a success. Employees had the opportunity to collaborate and innovate, which provided a shot of adrenaline to the team. So then what they decided to do was to kind of dial down some of the client work. And every other Friday, they decided to let everyone work on one thing together. And they decided to give everyone space to pursue their own projects or interests.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what Google did with their 20% thing. But they decided to call it Lab Fridays. And the only rule that they instituted was that it had to be focused on learning, creating something new, or an activity that wouldn't typically have, they wouldn't typically have the opportunity to pursue. When they came back after their time away, they showed that the time off actually increased efficiency, injected new energy into their work, and delivered some of their best ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So they learned that encouraging your employees to step away from routine work, to learn something new or dream up ideas is a worthy activity with a significant return on investment. And this guy basically goes on to give you a list of things that you can do to get your team started on how to do this on a Friday or whatever day it is. So number one is to give your team members autonomy during their creative time so they can choose a project that interests them and they've seen transformation in employees' client work once they've had a chance to tap into that creativity. But the thing is, you need as a manager to kind of set clear expectations but then get out of the way. So you can go off and do this, just give me something at the end of it. Don't just use it to kind of waste your time for that day.
Yeah.
Number two is to offer a structured place for personal development. It might sound a little strange, but it turns out that people crave more direction on where to start. So maybe you should try it this way. Maybe you should try it that way. Have an idea first. Number three is to recognize valuable ideas in unexpected places. And often the most fun ideas gain the most traction. Something that you might think, you know, it's not necessarily the best idea.
Mm-hmm.
But something they did was to build a Slack integration called Scorebot. And what it does is it keeps track of who on the team got the most emoji reactions from their messages on Slack.
Uh-huh.
And then a bunch of different companies downloaded that little app and it became quite popular.
Mm.
So it just goes on to show that some of the ideas that you think are just a little bit of fun and a little bit flippant can actually provide something useful.
Yeah, but it also, I like how they say that you should give them autonomy, but you cannot give them complete freedom.
Right.
Yeah, because if you, I mean, it's a dynamic that they have to look after. I'm guessing the employees have to make sure that the employers have to make sure that the employees are actually doing something.
Yes.
Not giving them like a day off and go, oh, go learn something. And then they just go pick up something that they already know. and come back with like a false report, then it's abuse. So, but I'm guessing if they overcome that hurdle, if they, the employees actually want to be creative about something, then it just boils down to what do you do, and does it have to help you in your day-to-day work?
Right.
Or can it be something completely random? Because if you give me the chance and you say you have to pick up a skill, I would go music.
Right.
Because I am completely musically challenged. I cannot understand like notes or tones or how stuff gets translated from a piece of paper into music that you play. Like, I love music, but I cannot understand it. So that would be something that I would pursue if you made me do it every Friday. Otherwise,
well, technically it's related to the job that you do.
Yeah. It's sound, but it wouldn't be something that I would. I don't think there's going to be any time where I would need to play music in the station to get my work done. You know what I mean?
Unless we said this next track is by Arvind Yuvraj.
Yeah. Then likely. But if we couldn't get tracks from Universal and all the other record labels anymore. But if it had to be something to do with work, then it becomes slightly more difficult. Because then you have to pick something that you are, again, working on because it contributes to your day-to-day career.
I think there's a couple of things that I'd like to look at. I mean, one thing I'm pursuing now outside of work is stuff like social media management and that kind of the interaction between Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all of that, and how that has helped a whole bunch of company market their businesses and their services very differently, and how rapid that kind of landscape is changing. As much as I kind of rebelled against, you know, looking at social media and integrating with it properly, it has dawned on me over the last couple of years just how important it is now, obviously. And whether or not this is a phase that we as a society are going through, and it might have gone in a couple of years' time, I think it's important for people to be ahead of this, you know, and understand how it works and how you can use it as a very strong marketing tool.
Yeah.
So that's something that I think I'd look at as well.
If you had to pick something completely useless to your job, like social media, definitely, like we use social media every day, even for this show. That's basically how we get people to say what they want to say, like, you know, WhatsApp and Twitter and Instagram and stuff. But if you had to pick something completely unrelated that has no bearing on your job, that has no effect.
What is that thing they have at One Utama, where you can learn to fly in a thingy?
Like the indoor skydiving thing.
I'd love to do something like that, just for the heck of it. One, you'd get the adrenaline rush of trying something completely new and flapping around like a fool. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I think for me it would be sports. It has to be something like outdoor, something to do with being like physically active, because that's the one thing you don't get to do at work. If you have a desk job, then you're just stuck to your desk. I mean, we talk about like standing desks and stuff, and those are fine. But I mean actual physical activity where you have the sweat.
Movement.
Yeah, and get an actual like hormonal response in your body, like a physical response. I would do something like that. Otherwise, just like cooking, you know, because it would be like you learn a new skill and it is survival in a way. We just don't need it that much anymore because we can buy our food. But I would learn like cooking. That's another thing that I've wanted to do, but I've never gotten into. And I don't know how ingredients work because I always get them wrong. Like the quantities are always like lopsided. But that's another thing that I would pick up if given the chance to do something completely random.
All right. There's a couple of suggestions for you folks to get the ball rolling. Let us know what you would pursue. Try to keep it around the idea of learning or trying something new. Mm. It doesn't necessarily have to tie in with your job. And if it does, you know, that's useful as well. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We have a few responses already. We're going to take a short break with some music. We've got J.R. Walker and the All-Stars coming up with Shake and Finger Pop. We'll be back in just a few minutes on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, ladies and gents. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj.
Our producer, of course, is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
Topic of discussion today, Friday. How about Friday? There's a company over in the US that have decided to give their staff every other Friday some time off to do something that they want to do, as long as it's related to learning a new skill or trying something new. And so we've asked you what if you were given the chance, if your office, your company allowed you to do something similar, what would you choose to do? Both me and Arvin have given some suggestions. Arv wants to learn how to do music. Mm-hmm. I've said I'd like to learn how to do the indoor skydiving thing.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to learn how to do social media marketing and something like that. We've had some messages regarding this. We've got Ravi Kumar, who said he'd like to use data analytics in his day-to-day sales for troubleshooting. Jessica has said she'd like to attend training on all about digital marketing. Maggie Best, of course, has said software programming and data manipulation so that she can write, maintain, and enhance her own simple programs to facilitate her work progress. Currently, there's a lot of red tape. First, she'd have to convince the supervisor that my request for a program is directly cost efficient for the company. And if that goes through, she might still end up not high up on the IT's waiting list, department's waiting list. Then this would be followed by numerous meetings, discussions, test runs. Probably when the program is ready, she'd be in her second round of retirement at the age of 65. She said, when my job is easy, I have more time at home to enjoy her hobbies, catching up with friends, getting nostalgic with Mr. Patrick Teo's selection of just perfecting the art of lazing around.
Wow.
Over to Twitter.
Yeah, this comes from Up41, who says, maybe a better alternative is work 2 days and 3 days, learn something new. and Rebel to Save the Environment says, I want to learn to play drum like Coop Drummer in YouTube.
Hey, great idea. Mm-hmm. You know, like you are, you know, learning something musical is always very good. Or something creative.
Mm-hmm.
Get your brain working. We've got some responses over on Insta Story as well. We've got Rachel Lim, who said, coding, great idea.
Yep.
That other PR girl, pick up a new language, another great idea. L'Espionage, I'd like to learn the realm of astronomy. I'm bored of finance. The real Real Madrid, take a language course or try to learn from the technical IT experts in my office to get near their level. And Cillian has said, learn how to improve my mental health so that I can help the ones around me as well. Great idea.
Something that Maggie Best said was interesting, that you would have to convince your supervisor to see if it's financially viable for the employees in the company. And I think that sort of thinking is becoming slightly old school. Newer companies like the one we spoke about that allows its employees to pick up like new skills or learn something new that is outside the realm of their job is becoming the new way of doing things, because before, if it had to be financially viable, it meant that you need to bring those skills back to the company so that you help build the company in a direct way. But now it's like, as long as you are happy, as long as the employees are fulfilled and you are satisfied with your job, whether or not it has anything to do with what you do on a day-to-day basis, that is financially viable because you're looking after the people who make the company.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And relation to what they just said on here, it helps with your mental health as well.
Yeah,
you know, you're retaining your staff because you're keeping them happy.
Mm-hmm.
We actually managed to get Christine was walking around the office with a recorder as well to ask some of our staff members, you know, if they were given the chance to learn a new skill or to try something a little bit different, what would they pick? This is what they had to say.
I would try and learn digital marketing so I could be better at it. All the methods of promoting something, it just interests me that way. So I'm just curious on all the new things that keeps coming up, and I want to keep learning it and keep myself up to date.
Technical classes like Photoshop classes, Adobe Audition classes, or even like voice over mentorship kind of thing. Yeah, for example, having the presenters to, you know, help teach the other workers how to have on-air voice.
I would probably do a jewelry workshop, because I don't know, that kind of get my mind off of stuff in terms of like video editing needs a lot of storytelling in it, but for jewelry you just focus on whatever you're creating.
I think I would definitely want to formally learn Bahasa Melayu. I think that would be really useful.
I would most likely sign up for some sort of a theater or sort of acting related activity for 1 day a week, because normally I would not have time to go for rehearsals. And also, I think it would be good for me to work on my teamwork skills, my improvisation skills, and my general adaptability and creativity as well.
Interesting that out of five of them, two opted to pick something that was somewhat related to what they do for a living. So we got somebody from the sales team talking about how they'd like to learn digital marketing to kind of enhance that. And then somebody, one of our interns, Ali, learning how to use Photoshop and Adobe Audition and voiceovers and stuff. Interesting.
Yeah, I think it also comes down to if you really like what you do, and if your job becomes more like your hobby, if you do it because you just thoroughly enjoy doing it on a day-to-day basis, then you're going to try to upgrade yourself in that you know, that same vertical. You're not going to do something completely different, because the better you get at doing what you like, then you keep enjoying it more and more on a day-to-day basis. Mm. But if it's just a job, which is also fine, if it's just something that pays the bills, then it helps to do something completely different so that you take your mind off the job for a while. If the company allows something like that.
Something like jewelry making, I can completely understand how that would be cathartic, and you've got complete focus over something that you're creating, you're working with your hands. Mm-hmm. I understand how that could be something great. I mean, I'll give you an example of me and my brother. You know, we're complete opposites. Mm-hmm. He's the kind of person that I like being outside, but he likes to work outside, and whether or not whatever weather it is, he's out there. You know, it's snowing, there's a hailstorm, he's out there working. He loves it.
Outdoors man.
Mm. I hate the cold, you know, but there are times when I'm jealous of the fact that he is out there amongst nature, he is working with his hands, and he's got something to show physically at the end of the day what he's done. All I've got is a bunch of emails and, you know, something that's created digitally that I walk away from and don't really have anything to see.
It's not tangible.
I think that's something as well.
Which is why when I see people doing carpentry, you know, people who build stuff, you know, like woodwork, and, you know, they take something raw and unfurnished and unpolished and then make it into something that you can use, like a chair or like a table or a piece of furniture. Those kinds of jobs, I wouldn't be able to do it. I've tried doing it before. It like completely failed, but I completely understand why people do those things.
Mm. We're going to take a short break in a minute. I know we've got one more tweet, and I know we've got another WhatsApp message. Do you want to go to Twitter first, Arv?
Yeah, so this is from MN Ibrahim, who says, take up barista or coffee making skills, self-defense, grooming and communication classes.
Great ideas. Mm-hmm. All of them self-improvement, and one of them can feed your addiction. Wonderful. Over to WhatsApp from number ending 7404. This is an interesting one. I'd love to study psychology, especially the stuff of Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung. Maybe afterwards I can help my HR work out something on how to manage and manipulate difficult employees. Mm-hmm. Manipulate in capital letters, I should say. Mm-hmm. Sneaky. We are going to take a short break. Music up from Blondie with Dreaming. We'll be back in just a few moments. Don't forget, we're asking you, if your company allowed you one day a week to learn or to try something new, what would you do? Let us know. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.